The local tourist organization Kochevje and the Pepelin Town Hall invite you to listen to a story about the old granary. This monastery, founded by foregone princes, was so renowned for its buildings, walls, and structure that it made all the people amazed. These are the words the famous Polish chronicler Jan Długosz wrote about the Cistercian Abbey in Pepelin. Many pilgrims and tourists visiting Pepelin today share this opinion. It is therefore worthwhile to learn more about the work of the white monks in this region. Although throughout centuries many buildings have changed their purpose, the church and the monastery adjoining to its southern wall are still at the center of this foundation. Economy was very important for the Cistercians. It was organized to meet the needs of the entire abbey. The monastery butler, Celerarius, managed the abbey's homestead, assisted by deputy stewards and several other monks. He oversaw the monastery property, collected and spent money, and made the necessary purchases to maintain the abbey. He was thus the third religious dignitary in the line of hierarchy. The Cistercians hired workers or quit rent tenants on the large estates they owned. Their economy was based mainly on agriculture, breeding, processing of agricultural produce, and craft manufacturing. The Cistercians from the Pomerania region also worked in smithery, but were mainly involved in agriculture, horticulture, and milling. The Pepelin Cistercians were also renowned for their fruit trees. Therefore, there were buildings erected for storing the harvested goods in the premises of the monastery. The Cistercian harvest was a tempting bounty for the Teutonic Knights, who invaded the abbey on April 8, 1457. They attacked in retaliation for Cistercians informing the Polish king, Casimir IV Jagiellon, about the assassination attempt on his life. The assassination was prevented, and as a result, the Teutonic Knights attacked the monastery. They raided farm buildings, stealing vast amounts of wheat, rye, and other stocks. Among many buildings found in Pepelin, the watermill has been standing here since time immemorial. There was another mill built later, located near the side canal. In 1619, the Pepelin convent could have obtained circa 9 to 10 lasts of rye from both mills. The Pepelin Abbey sometimes suffered from the calamities brought by natural disasters. Please note that at the turn of 1669 and 1670, the region suffered from an extremely harsh winter, freezing the land from Christmas to Easter. When the thaw broke out, many monastery buildings became entirely flooded. The sluice was also destroyed, which resulted in stalling the work of the watermill. Gradually, along the economic growth of the monastic property in the 17th and 18th centuries, the abbey became a compact complex of buildings, courtyards, and gardens, which made it more functional. Until 1842, the farm courtyard of the Pepelin Cistercians was closed in the south by the monastery granary, as well as the malt house, erected between 1751 and 1759. For the last 10 years of its operation, it was used as a brewery. To the west of the granary, on the bank of the mill canal, you can see the preserved walls of the medieval monastery mills, large and small, as well as stables. Please note the bricked-up culvert of the sewage farmstead canal. After the monastic property was secularized, it was passed in perpetual infituces to the monastery. A contract with the miller, Michał Klewicz, was concluded in 1798. The contract was to remain in force for 100 years. The mill belonged to the Cathedral Chapter of Chełmno since 1833. It was devoured by fire in 1895. In the following years, it was enclosed and operated until the end of the German occupation, when it was burnt down. With the funds provided by the diocese, the site was rebuilt between 1947 and 1950. It was operated by the diocese for fewer than 3 years. In 1953, The water mill of the Helmno Cathedral chapter was forced under the state administration and entrusted to the Semipomats Chłopska, local peasant cooperative, to the board of the industrial mills in Warsaw. Subsequently, it was decided for the building and all property to be transferred to the state treasury. Only in 1988, the mill in Peplin was restored to the property of the Helmno Diocese. After renovation, the mill was used for another several years by the diocese. It was closed down as a result of economic changes, as it was not able to compete with large industrial mills. The aforementioned buildings of the storage house and mill were accommodated for other purposes. Changes were introduced based on the works prepared by the design office of Anita and Marek Gawdzik. In the cellar of the old granary, you will now find the technical and storage rooms. A shop with religious gifts and items is located on the ground floor, and the first and second floors accommodate a hotel. Please note that prior to the Second World War, Peplin used to have several hotels. However, this one is the first established in 60 years. On the 28th of August 2006, Jan Bernard Szagla, the Peplin bishop, solemnly consecrated the hotel, naming it Hotel nad Wierzycą. Today, the former farmstead building, used as a grain and flour storage, is at the disposal of the visitors to Peplin. If you wish to rest in the shade of one of the most beautiful cathedrals in Poland and spend more time enjoying the spiritual capital of Kościeżyce, you are always welcome to come and join us at this magical place.